It's 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Faculty, staff, and students at the University of Illinois have a generally favorable view of campus life, according to the university-wide climate survey released today. To tell us more about the results of that survey, we're joined live by Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Craig. Outgoing U of I President Michael Hogan ordered the climate survey, which was conducted last fall throughout the university system, on a 1-to-5 scale, with 5 being most favorable. Students rated their overall climate 3.7, faculty rated it 3.5, staff gave a rating of 3.4. On the campus level, the Springfield campus got the highest marks from faculty. Staff rated all three campuses about the same, but a little lower at the Chicago and Extension campuses. Urbana got the highest climate rankings from students among the three campuses, but online students gave their experience the highest marks at 4.0. University officials say that while the U of I gets generally positive ratings in this first-ever climate survey, there are areas that could stand improvement and need to be reviewed. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
All right. Thank you, Jim. The Illinois State Board of Higher Education says it's developed a smarter way to allocate state funds to colleges and universities. Rachel Otwell reports.
Illinois is now one of the states using performance-based higher ed funding. It dictates how to allocate money to state schools based on a set of metrics, like how many students actually graduate versus how many are enrolled, and the ethnic diversity of students. Director George Reed, who heads the state's Board of Higher Education, says it's a promising development. He says the decision to make the switch was collaborative.
Almost every stakeholder who is concerned or was concerned about higher education and how we were doing, the faculty, administrators, people in business and industry, all lined up together to say, this is what we should do and this is how we should do it.
The plan is being phased in, though so far it hardly affects schools. Less than 1% of college funding was reallocated based on their performance. But the agency says the switch has gotten the attention of universities. All public universities are facing about a 6% cut in funding from the state for the coming fiscal year. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The Illinois Department of Transportation has barred engineering firm McDonough Associates from receiving any contracts for 3 years. That's after concluding the company overbilled taxpayers by millions of dollars. The department's demanded more than $1.9 million from the firm to compensate for the alleged overbilling and has referred its findings to authorities. Its conclusions could jeopardize millions of dollars in contracts with other state government agencies. The company has acknowledged making what it calls honest mistakes in accounting procedures in its billings, but says it did not steal money from the state. The Chicago Sun-Times reports today that McDonough Associates Incorporated has ties to dozens of politicians and the Daley family. Its chairman, James McDonough, was once the Streets and Sanitation Commissioner under late Mayor Richard J. Daley. County, city, town, and township governments across the state of Indiana are racing to adopt new rules against nepotism ahead of a July 1st deadline. Governor Mitch Daniels signed a new law in March that prohibits local officeholders from hiring their relatives or from having public contracts with them without making certain disclosures. The law also prohibits government workers from holding an office that controls money or policies that might benefit them. Two employees of an East Urbana convenience store have been arrested on suspicion of selling drug paraphernalia, and that location was temporarily shut down yesterday. Thursday morning, Urbana police served a search warrant at the Home Run Food Mart on East Washington Street. Officers arrested 49-year-old Ramzi Al-Sakri and 27-year-old Mohammed Mahmoud, both of Champaign. A third person is being sought. Meanwhile, a temporary order has prohibited the sale of alcohol there, and the Home Run cannot reopen until the alcohol is removed. Urbana Lieutenant Bob Fitzgerald says the severity of crime reports have started to decrease in what's been a troubled neighborhood near Washington and Learman Avenue.
In the last year, we've had extra details down there with police officers. We've worked with the community. We've worked with the apartment owners. We've tried to work with some of the businesses to make sure that we get a handle on what's going on down there, and we try to make it better for everyone down there. So if you look over the last year, violent crime has decreased a bit.
Fitzgerald says a month-long investigation produced enough evidence to conduct the search warrant at the convenience store. A city hearing on its package liquor license is scheduled for Tuesday. A judge has sentenced a Chicago taxi driver to 90 months in prison for trying to send money to a terrorist with links to Al-Qaeda. Pakistani-born Raja Larasib Khan spoke before U.S. District Judge James Zagel imposed the sentence today. Khan told the courtroom in Chicago that he was ashamed of the bad decision he made. The 58-year-old pleaded guilty earlier this year to one count of attempting to provide material support to terrorism. His plea agreement with prosecutors recommended a 5 to 8 year sentence. Searches of inmate cells at the Menard prison turned up 21 weapons this week. Kevin Hirsch is president of AFSCME, the union representing correctional officers at the 3,600 inmate prison in Chester, where an officer was attacked on Sunday. The 29-year-old veteran says he has not seen that many weapons found in a shakedown since the 1990s. Hirsch says the objects were plastic or metal and were altered in ways that could cause injury. School officials in Indianapolis have suspended a high school teacher accused of helping students cheat on a standardized test. WTHR-TV reports that the Indiana Department of Education is investigating the incident at Crispus Attucks Medical Magnet High School. The station says the school suspended the teacher with pay this week while the state investigates allegations that he gave students a practice test ahead of time that contained some of the actual questions from the algebra assessment. An atheist says a federal appeals court decision to reject his legal challenge of an Illinois state grant that helped pay for the rehab of a towering Southern Illinois cross will not stop his litigation. The Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has affirmed a lower court's ruling that Robert Sherman does not have standing to sue over the grant given to the 111-foot-high Bald Knob Cross of Peace near Alto Pass. Sherman argued that using taxpayer money for the cross was unconstitutional. The appeals court upheld a federal judge's ruling that the grant was made by the state's executive branch and was not a designated legislative earmark, as Sherman alleged. Sherman says his lawyers are reviewing his request that his appeal be taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. Indiana's Republican Party convention this weekend will mark a broad changing of the guard for the party that holds a firm grip on power at the Indiana State House. This will be the final meeting for Governor Mitch Daniels and U.S. Senator Richard Lugar. Daniels has led the party for the last 8 years, but is term limited against seeking re-election in November. Lugar has been a state convention fixture for decades, but lost a primary battle last month to Indiana Treasurer Richard Murdoch. The convention opens tonight in Indianapolis. Finally, some people in northern Indiana were alarmed after a website reported readings indicating that radiation levels were at a catastrophic level in South Bend. The owner of the company that owns the site that monitors radiation across the U.S. tells WSBT-TV that the readings reported Wednesday and early Thursday on the Radiation Network site were a false alarm. Officials at the Environmental Protection Agency and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission told the station their radiation readings were normal. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.